One way you can learn to do that is by asking a lot of good questions, or we say asking questions with an open heart. I learned the importance of this at the University of Kansas a couple of years ago. We had a poll table up on campus. It just says, should abortion remain legal? And there was a yes and a no side on the table. And we put a pad of paper there and we let people come up and sign. And I had two young women come up signing opposite sides of the table. One of them looks up at the other one and she says, hey, sister, what are you writing? And then she looks at me and she says, she really is my sister. And one of them was saying abortion should remain legal, and one said abortion should not remain legal. So it appears they're on opposite sides, right? So we talked for about 15 minutes, and I asked a lot of questions about the timing when they thought it should be legal, the circumstances in which they thought it should be legal, whether they thought it was wrong and should be legal, or that it was right, or what did they think about all those questions. And at the end of that 15 minutes, here's what I found out. One of them thought abortion should be legal only in the case of rape and when the mother's life is in danger. The other woman said abortion should not be legal except in the case of rape. I thought we were on opposite sides. But after I spent time asking them the right kinds of questions, I learned they held almost exactly the same position on abortion. And they were against almost all abortions, both of them. So that's the power of listening. The importance of listening is to not assume we know what someone thinks, feels, or intends when they say something, but to assume something else. Assume we don't know what they mean or what they think or feel or intend. And that leads me to ask another question. And I'm never very satisfied until I really feel like I have a full picture of what this person believes. How different is that than the typical thing? Person makes one statement. They barely get the statement out of their mouth. And we've already responded to them as if we knew what they meant. This affects my marriage. I do this all the time to my wife. I assume things about what she is meaning instead of bringing this different kind of heart, this heart of charity, asking questions with an open heart, trying to understand what she means. As Greg Kokel at Stand to Reason says, this is the sort of thing that should become a habit for us.